Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to this extra special bonus episode where we break down our March Madness, whatever the fudge. And I'm joined, as always, by Elizabeth Esten. How are you doing, Liz?
Good. I'm still the person who knows most about sports.
Yeah, you are. You know how to be mad in March. So we have our March Madness things getting voted on, and there were some surprises and some not surprises.
Yeah.
I just saw I made a mistake in this, and now I have to change it up.
What happened? What'd you do?
We'll get to it when we get there, but the folks that see this on day one of this presentation will notice that there was an error in what I posted, and that's interesting. I hedged my bets, and I was incorrect.
Oh,
let's
no.
see if Liz can find it before we get there. But what we saw...
Oh, wait, I know what it is. Yeah.
You know what it is. We saw some beatdowns, like Sing in the Rain took down Yentl.
Which is not surprising.
I was hoping for Yentl. I really was. American in Paris took down Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. And therefore, Umbrellas of Chernobyl took down State Fair. And Fame took down Dr. Doolittle. And this is in Region 1 Hollywood Movie Musicals. Were there any surprises there? Any big upsets there?
I mean, I was personally rooting for Doolittle. Very hardcore.
I was too. I was surprised Fame made it. I didn't realize Fame has that many, like, fans still.
Yeah, me either. I don't know. I've never seen any version of Fame, so.
I've seen the stage musical, and that's enough.
Yeah. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah, it's the best one, yeah.
Honestly, most of these, I wasn't too surprised. The Singing in the Rain America Paris one was very dicey because it's Gene Kelly doing his thing.
Yeah.
You're like, where do you want Gene Kelly doing his thing? And with what people?
Exactly.
That was what the vote was.
Well, that's why Singing in the Rain, American in Paris, I was not surprised with this. Singing in the Rain took it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a classic.
I was very glad to see Umbrellas of Cherbourg. It looked like it was going to lose early on the day, but suddenly got an upset and beat Fame down to the pulp.
Hell yeah.
Pleasure.
I am scared for Umbrellas, though.
Umbrellas, we are recording this on the day that we start the final rounds, and it looks like Umbrellas is getting its butt kicked.
Yeah,
really
I'm scared for Umbrellas.
Which is sad. It's like one of the best movie musicals ever made.
Yeah, but Singing in the Rain has a huge following.
Yeah, so it looks like Singing in the Rain is going to take us down to the final four, and we're just going to have to see how that works out.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Well, let's move on to our next field, and that's Region 2 Disney World. So Enchanted and Descendants, Enchanted took it easily.
Obviously.
Geppetto and Freaky Friday, much to my chagrin. I love Geppetto, but Freaky Friday is a trip. Geppetto won that one. Darby O'Gill and the Little People versus Pete's Dragon. Unsurprisingly, that was kind of me just playing along and throwing a throwaway one. Pete's Dragon took that one. Bedknobs and Broomsticks, this broke my heart. It lost out to Popeye very, very quickly.
I was ruined for Popeye.
No surprises there. I was disappointed that Popeye didn't take it on meme value, but...
Yeah, it doesn't have enough meme currency, apparently, yet.
It will, though.
It needs more meme currency.
Hell yeah. So Enchanted versus Geppetto. You and I were on Team Geppetto. We've said this before, but we knew Enchanted was going to take it.
Yeah, I wanted Geppetto to win.
Yeah, it was Stephen Schwartz versus Alan Menken, which is a rare group to put up against one another.
Yeah, I was disappointed Pete's Dragon didn't take it.
Yeah, even with the added flavor of Diva Robbie or Robbie Roselle promising to be on the episode if it won.
Yeah.
No one switched over.
That would have been a great episode.
It still will be. I think it's still going to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Pete's Dragon's just too long, and it's hard for me to justify doing it. We'll have to try next March.
Yeah, true.
So Bedknobs and Broomsticks kick Pete's Dragon's ass. And in our final like round in Region 2, it'll be Enchanted and Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Enchanted.
I think Bedknobs has a bigger following than even I expected, so I can't even say what
I mean. Didn't think it had as much of a following. It's very weird to me.
People love Angela Lansbury.
They do. They do. I've been watching a lot of Pushing Up Roses video about murder she wrote lately. Just like, they're like nice comfy videos to watch. I love those videos. I can't recommend them enough.
I know this. Oh, I gotta save this for off mic. I'll save that for off mic. It's nothing too big, but it's something I didn't want to spoil. Enchanted's probably going to win this out, and Enchanted might take us to the end.
Yeah, we'll probably get to the end.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Next up, A Star is Born. We're in Region 3, music movies or musician movies. Star is Born versus Selena. I was disappointed, but A Star is Born beat that out.
I wasn't surprised one bit.
I love Selena, though. Have you seen that movie?
No, but I don't think a lot of other people have as well.
I think people are just racist, too.
That's probably a part of it, yeah.
Across the Universe, Bohemian Rhapsody. I am actually very happy to see all the love that came out for Across the Universe against Same. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Same. No, Across the Universe good. Is delightful.
And then Tenacious D versus Walk Hard. Walk Hard took that. Fuck you, Jack Black. It's different Jack Black that wins.
I was really scared.
I knew Walk Hard was the on quality alone was going to beat it out.
Yeah. Yeah, but you put it up against a tough opponent.
I did. Then you've got Rocket Man versus Purple Rain. I think that Rocket Man only won this app because no one's actually seen Purple Rain. Purple Rain is so good.
I only know of Purple Rain. I have yet to watch it. So I'm with the world.
I get it, but also, like, come on, Prince just died. You're really going to choose, like, the Rocket Man Taron Egerton musical?
Yeah, but it's so good.
It's fine.
It's fine, good, though.
But in the final round in this field, it's going to be A Star is Born versus Rocket Man.
It was very sad. Walk Hard didn't make it.
I am, but I knew that was coming when Purple Rain didn't win.
Yeah, very true.
But I don't know what's going to win against A Star is Born and Rocket Man. These are pretty good ones.
Like, both are good episodes.
Yeah, they both be good episodes. I think A Star is Born would probably be a better episode than Rocket Man.
Yeah, there's a lot more to say.
Yeah, and a lot more to force Andrew to watch, which is always
Andrew.
A joy.
Poor Andrew.
I just found another piece of confetti from the Andrew Lloyd Webber video right now. I'll be finding that until I die.
We're still recovering from the Andrew Lloyd Webber video, everybody.
Yeah. Final grouping. Strange Magic versus Gnomeo and Juliet. Gnomeo and Juliet took it.
Not
easily.
Surprised.
Vivo versus Over the Moon. Vivo took it. Lin-Manuel.
It's the Lin-Manuel.
It makes sense. Legends of Oz versus Quest to Camelot. I'm actually shocked.
I was
that Legends
too.
Of Oz didn't take this. But Quest for Camelot stands.
Quest for Camelot has a following that I never knew.
Hey, I didn't know either, but I love Ruber's song.
It I also love Ruber's
trash.
Song. And you said you do a cover
Hold on,
of
we'll
it.
We'll get to that. So. We'll get to that. The bribe. I didn't think the bribe would work, but it did.
It worked.
Then it was South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut versus The Lorax. I thought either one of these two could have made it to the end. South Park beat The Lorax. And it was Gnomeo and Juliet versus Vivo. Gnomeo took it.
Obviously.
Quest for Camelot versus South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. Now, here is where I made, I don't know if it was a mistake.
You made an assumption.
I made an assumption. I made the current bracket that I had. I updated it because it was the last day and I wanted to get it made. And I assumed South Park would take it. And for most of the day, that was the case. You have to agree. It had a pretty sizable lead, basically.
And
the
then you tweeted
day.
Out, I would do a cover of Ruber's song. If this wins.
Yes, I did. As a joke.
And thinking, it worked.
Oh, it's too far gone. And oh my gosh, did it swing the other way. Nearly immediately. Because people can't change their votes. You're stuck with whatever you had. So people were like, well, that's enough of a sell for me.
It all works.
Now you guys have to wonder, will Quest for Camelot beat Gnomeo
and Juliet? I think it will.
You think so? You think Quest for Camelot is going to beat Romeo and Juliet? Gnomeo and Juliet?
Quest for Camelot has a much more weird entertainment value.
Weirdly specific, too, yeah.
It's weirdly specific, and it's, like, awkwardly not Disney, but also trying to be Disney in a very funny way.
I have a plan! It includes you! You, Juliana, will lead me to...
Also, it has that Celine Dion song in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
in the final breakdowns, between Singing in the Rain... Umbrellas of Cherbourg, Singing of the Rain's going to take it to the final round. 100%. Between Enchanted and Bedknobs and Broomsticks, you think Enchanted's going to take it?
Enchanted. Bedknobs could have an upset.
Yeah, it could be. That could be. But let's just see where we think it's going. Star is Born, between that and Rocket Man. Who do you think?
That's going to be a tough one. I would personally go for Star is Born, but I see the value in both.
I think we promise more with A Star is Born. So yeah,
there's a lot to A Star is Born, because there's the Garland movie, there's the Streisand movie, and there's the Lady Gaga version.
Bradley Cooper.
And also the 30s version, which has no songs in it, but you probably have to watch that anyway. So
yeah, you just have to give an opinion on that. And then if it was between A Star is Born and Singing in the Rain, who do you think is going to take it?
I still think it'd be Singing.
I think that's a tougher one.
It's really hard, though. Like, it could go either way.
Yeah.
Like, so I can't decide.
Let's pause on that. Let's say Enchanted versus Bedknobs. That's going to be another one. So I'm going to think Enchanted might take it all the way.
How does it say Enchanted? But it could be an upset.
Yeah, it could be an upset. Let's say Enchanted. My vote's on Enchanted. Between Romeo and Juliet, you think Quest for Camelot?
I want it to be Quest for Camelot.
I do too. But
I don't think it will be Quest for Camelot, but I want it to be.
Let's just say Quest for Camelot. Let's follow that thought. Either way, it's got to go up against Enchanted or Bedknobs.
Which it will lose against immediately. Yeah.
Immediately. It will be such a ridiculous upset. Yeah. So Enchanted will take it to the final round on that side. On the other side is either A Star is Born or Singing in the Rain. Either one of them, that's going to put up a hard fight against Enchanted.
Yeah. Enchanted has this grasp on people.
Yeah, it's just so interesting. So let's say Singing in the Rain versus Enchanted. I think that's a very difficult.
That's actually really
head to head. Because I don't know who would win that. I think that would be very, very close.
That'd be really tight. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't even know what I would vote for right now.
Yeah.
It's like really close. I maybe Singing by a hair.
Which is why I prefer A Star is Born beat Singing, because between Enchanted and Star is Born, I think A Star is Born could really take that.
Yeah, and that'd be a big episode. This would be a huge thing to be an outcome of this.
And think about it. What can we say about Enchanted aside from it's pretty good?
And Amy Adams,
I feel like people
forget
that part of it. Amy Adams is very pretty in it. I don't think she's ever been prettier than she was in that movie.
No, she was gorgeous in that movie. I mean, there's a lot to say about. There's a lot to say about it in 2007. But like now, with like every other Disney movie commenting on Disney, it's like it created a formula.
Yeah, I'm curious now recycled. What they'll do in the Enchanted sequel, which would be interesting tie-in.
Oh yeah, I forgot they're making that.
It's supposed to come out this year at some point. That yeah. Hocus Pocus 2 and Enchanted 2. Oh boy,
both on Disney Plus. Well, Hocus Pocus 2 is only on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Didn't we say everything we had to say with the first Hocus Pocus? Must we go sequel?
Oh, the gays love Hocus Pocus, though.
Yeah, but it's like Nightmare Before Christmas, where it's become more of a marketing tool than it has, like, its own beautiful thing.
Yeah, but also the Hocus Pocus 2 is doing some stuff to pander to the queer community. Like, they're casting drag queens to be drag versions of the characters, and every drag queen they cast has been a Drag Race contestant, so...
Good for them.
They have a big audience already.
I would be curious to see how it goes. I have no interest in a movie. Like,
I haven't even seen it.
The behind the scenes footage of them filming it, I'm like, this is just the first movie again. You have a big Bette Midler number where she takes over. It's the same movie.
Sarah Jessica Parker's Sex and City reboot didn't work out. So
what are you talking about? It got renewed for a second season.
Well, critically, it's being panned by the universe. So.
Oh yeah, but it was popular and people are hate watching it.
That's true. People are hate watching. I am not.
A mutual friend of ours is even thinking about doing a Sex and the City show, which sounds incredible.
Ooh.
Like a podcast, which I think that'd be great.
Oh, yeah. I know podcast. This mutual friend.
Yeah. I was trying to vague talk, but.
No, yeah. I talked about it with this live. Mutual friend a while ago.
I would love to do it.
I said I would watch Sex and the City to be on it.
Yeah, I would watch every episode just to follow along with the show and support.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So let us know if you want to see a Sex and the City podcast, and we'll just point you in the direction if it ever gets made.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
So how do you think this March Madness breakdown went this year? As the only musical theater person doing a March Madness breakdown at the moment, I think it really is interesting to see.
Sorry. Okay. Oh no. It's been a ride.
Yeah, it's been a shock, and I do appreciate your engagement in tweeting in it. Oh, much yeah, more no. than my actual co-host of the podcast has done.
I'm on Twitter all the time.
Yeah, me too. It's an addiction and unhealthy.
During the time, I don't have a real job yet, so might as well.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of fun. I think people were really engaged. A lot of the patrons, a lot of my friends. Like, I think it was a really good show.
Yeah, I think it was a good move. I think a lot of the races were interesting because people had to really think about it. Like, which would be better? But most of these are just things I like.
No, it's not which show's better, not which one you like better. It's which will be a better episode, you idiots. And then everyone's fighting in the comments. I love it. It's great.
So many fights in the comments.
Yeah, there's always some fight where it's like, come on, Umbrellas of Schoenberg!
Yeah, the wrong kid died.
Yeah, I was really disappointed Walkhard didn't make it to the end. I was really hoping, because I really didn't want to deal with the Rocket Man of it all.
Yeah, I like Rocket Man, though.
Rocket Man's fine. Just wouldn't make a good episode. It's just kind of like Elton John.
Elton John did stuff.
He existed.
So that movie, is. It's really like interesting if you think about it from the perspective of it's the guy who filled in at the end of Bohemian Rhapsody.
You know, he replaced a pedophile.
Fuck you, Bryan Singer.
Bryan Singer's the fucking worst. I hope he doesn't make movies anymore.
He probably will.
I hope he goes to prison for his actions, but he won't.
He probably won't. Cosby's
Kevin
free.
Spacey never did.
Cosby's free.
Okay, isn't it fucked up that everyone that Kevin Spacey accused Kevin Spacey is just now dead? Like, I feel like we don't talk about that enough.
Wait, everyone?
Every single person that came out and accused Kevin Spacey is dead.
Wait, who are those people?
They're young men who either killed themselves, wound up dead on the street.
But the main guy who came forward is still alive. I don't remember his name right now.
Is he? Okay, good for
the
good.
Guy from Rent.
Anthony Rapp, yes.
Anthony Rapp, he's still alive.
Yeah, but his thing was a little less criminal.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone not to undercut his own experiences, turn. But... Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm just talking legally. Everyone that tried to legally do action towards Kevin Spacey is now dead.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah, and then he makes those videos about, like, kill them with kindness, like, the day after they died. It's weird.
Yeah.
Hey, no Christmas video from Kevin Spacey this year. Nature Thank is God. Healing.
I remember for 3 days he was trending on Twitter. It's like, where's the video? Where's the video?
And some people actually want them.
That's gross.
People are gross. He's like...
I only want those to come out so I can dislike them.
Yeah.
Without even watching them.
Dislikes don't even exist anymore, Liz.
Well, but if you get a Chrome extension, you could see the dislikes.
I know, I have it.
I have the Chrome extension to see dislikes.
Yeah, because I like to know how many people dislike my videos.
Yeah, same.
But you know what? I am very interested to see how this all churns up and
Churnbergs.
We're gonna cover most of these eventually anyways. This is just for fun and fast tracking.
Oh yeah. Wait, I have a walk
like
hard
Patreon.
Episode.
We're probably gonna cover it. You'll be on a walk hard episode when we get there.
I know.
Yeah, it'll be like musician movie month or something.
We don't do many movie. Gimmicks. What else can you say about them? They're all the same.
He ripped out a sink. He ripped out a sink too. His brother died and his brother died too.
He did drugs.
Drugs took over his life, but then he got clean.
And then it didn't. At the end, he did reject the drugs, even though they were erectile dysfunction pills. So,
story arc, Liz.
What an arc for that man, Dewey. That man's just got to think about his whole life story while staring at that wall.
You need to watch the director's cut.
I do. But first, I'd watch Into the Woods.
Yeah, you do. Into the Woods is better than Walk Hard.
I mean, they're very different. You can't really say that.
Yeah, it's like this year's Oscars. It's like Best Supporting Actress. Kirsten Dunst does a very subtle, engaging performance in Power of the Dog. Ariana DeBose gives a fantastic, incredible, engaging performance in West Side Story. They're two different brands of performance.
Yeah, like, you can't compare them. Like, Ariana DeBose is very, like, bombastic and, like, very well done. And then it's like, I didn't see Power of the Dog yet. I probably should.
You'd love it. It's really good.
I do like Jane Campion, despite some of her comments.
Yeah. I've kind of lessened on my appreciation for her.
Yeah, despite...
I mean, I've said dumb shit, too, in the heat of moments.
We all do.
Send Serena and Venus, some roses, please.
Yeah, send a fruit basket.
That was a bad look.
Yeah, send a fruit
basket. Too impersonal.
That's true. Send them roses.
I won't send roses. What do you hope that we'll do in our next March Madness in 2023? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Give us ideas.
Maybe I'll let Liz run it next year, because I don't know if I ran it very well this year, to be honest.
That's horrifying.
Let us know if I can do better.
That's horrifying.
Because I almost missed one day entirely and didn't post it until 10 p.m.
I remember that.
I remember wanting to run my head into a wall.
No. Hey, we have lives outside of this. We have jobs and stuff.
I thought you could schedule tweets that were polls. You cannot!
You can't schedule polls?
You cannot! Or else I would have just done that.
Oh, good lord. That's annoying as shit.
Yeah.
Twitter, fix that.
Twitter, fix all your other problems, including the white supremacists, and then fix that.
Yeah, Twitter, you have a lot of problems, but like, get your shit together.
All right, we will see you next time on Patreon. Oh, no, musicals with cheese bonus episodes. That's what this is. Ah!
We just recorded a Patreon with cheese. He's confused.
I'm very confused. I am tired too.
All right, nap time for Jess.
I am so tired, and I have a show I have to go to tonight. Ah!
I have Drag Race, so low pressure.
Do you know who Josh Young is?
No.
Have you seen the sexy male version of Bring on the Men, where he's wearing like a sparkling coat?
Probably.
It was a sexual awakening. I'm seeing him tonight. He's performing Rodgers and Hammerstein stuff, so I'm gonna be like, oh.
Ooh.
Nice. But we'll
it's
see
like
you next
Oklahoma
time, guys.
That fucks with one person.
Two persons. You need a female voice.
Oh, two persons. Yeah, that's true.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.